How to Potty Train a Puppy. Introduction to How to Potty Train a Puppy. Potty training is a process that starts with teaching your puppy to eliminate in an appropriate place, and then progresses to preventing accidents in the house. This means the dog will learn to hold it until you let him out to relieve himself. Potty training is a life skill for a puppy and dog, and it is important to start as soon as you bring your new puppy home. As young as 3 to 4 months old, you can already start your pet to have a puppy potty training schedule. Puppy potty training spray doesn't just work, they make it significantly easier to housebreak a puppy or train a dog to urinate in a certain location in your yard. Most dogs can be trained to use a litter box, indoor dogs mostly, or even to go outdoors, particularly if you start early and are consistent. There's no need to get discouraged if it doesn't happen as quickly as you'd like. Even dogs with previous housebreaking habits have accidents in their new homes, and it can take a few weeks for a dog to learn a new routine. One thing you can do to speed up the process is to put your puppy in a small area for naps and at night, so that you can be sure to catch any accidents and clean up promptly. If you are looking on how to potty train a puppy, read on. Potty training at home. Potty training a puppy, potty training a dog, or housebreaking a puppy are the common terms for the process of training a puppy or adult dog to eliminate waste in an appropriate place, which is usually on the ground, although this depends on the country. This is different from toilet training a cat, which is the process of teaching a cat to use a human toilet. Put a puppy pad on the same place so the puppy will remember. House training your puppy can start by keeping the puppy on a regular feeding schedule and take away their food between meals. So you've decided you want to train your pup at home. Perhaps you are looking to save some money on dog boarding, or perhaps you've heard that home training is easier than training at a professional facility, and you want to learn from the experts. Set up a schedule to potty train at home. Home dog potty training is the new trend in dog care. It is not only easier than taking your dog to the bathroom outside, but it is also cheaper. However, it does not come for free. You need to set up a schedule that your dog can follow, and provides just the right amount of time for them to relieve themselves without having to rush. It requires a lot of patience and a bit of work on your part, but if you find a schedule that works, it will be worth it in the end. They can also experience puppy potty training regression caused by several things, from medical issues and separation anxiety to an inconsistent schedule or household changes. The potty training process can be a long and frustrating one for both you and your puppy. Most puppies take weeks or months to learn to use the potty consistently. In fact, entire books have been written on the subject of potty training. If you have a puppy, you can probably find many different schools of thought on the best way to train your puppy. Successful potty training should follow the right process and patience. Find a good location inside your home to potty train your puppy. As you probably know by now, potty training a puppy is not as easy as it looks. There's a lot more to it than getting your puppy to pee on that tree in your backyard. There are some basic things you need to know to make potty training a dog more efficient. Keep practicing taking your dog to the special spot over and over until he gets, with repetition, this is his potty spot. You are not alone. Potty training a dog is a major challenge for many pet owners. It's a rite of passage for many puppies. However, it's also one of the most common methods of housebreaking. The key is to find a potty location inside your house that is easy to access and that your dog will want to use. Get your puppy to use to the litter box. You just got a new puppy and you are wondering how to get it to use the litter box. Let us break it down for you. When you first get your puppy or dog and bring it home, you are looking to get it into a routine. The first thing you need to do is to get a litter box for your dog and litter, and then get the dog into a routine of taking it to the bathroom outside. The next step in the process is to set up the litter box in a room where your puppy spends most of its time. The room should be quiet and have a door that can be closed. You should also make sure that the room has enough space for the litter box, food, water, a bed, and dog litter comes in a variety of different forms, such as pellets and clumping clay. The most common kind of dog litter is paper pellets made with recycled newspaper. Of course, you don't have to clean up the mess right away. Doing so, however, will keep both your puppy and your floor safe and healthy. So, where should your puppy go? One of the most common mistakes puppy owners make is assuming that their little dog will instinctively know to potty outside when they get too big for the litter box. The fact is, they don't, and you need to start thinking about taking your puppy outside right away. Toilet train your pet in small steps. You just got a new puppy, and you are wondering how to get it to use the litter box. Let us break it down for you. When you first get your puppy or dog and bring it home, you are looking to get it into a routine. The first thing you need to do is to get a litter box for your dog and litter, and then get the dog into a routine of taking it to the bathroom outside. The next step in the process is to set up the litter box in a room where your puppy spends most of its time. The room should be quiet and have a door that can be closed. You should also make sure that the room has enough space for the litter box, food, water, a bed, and dog litter comes in a variety of different forms, such as pellets and clumping clay. The most common kind of dog litter is paper pellets made with recycled newspaper. Of course, you don't have to clean up the mess right away. Doing so, however, will keep both your puppy and your floor safe and healthy. So, where should your puppy go? One of the most common mistakes puppy owners make is assuming that their little dog will instinctively know to potty outside when they get too big for the litter box. The fact is, they don't, and you need to start thinking about taking your puppy outside right away. Potty training outside. Puppies should be potty trained gradually. The most important thing to remember is to never leave a dog alone in a room to cry himself out. This is a common misconception. Puppies are not born knowing how to hold their bladder. You must be patient. Although training your puppy to use a toilet indoors is ideal, there may be times when you need to take your dog outside for a potty break. The key to potty training your puppy outdoors is to make the experience as pleasant as possible for both you and your puppy. You want to make sure that your puppy associates going potty with something positive. Set up a schedule to potty train outside. Puppies that are housebroken will not pee or poop on your floor. However, it is difficult to potty train a pup if you do not have a schedule. Puppies do not mind going when they need to go, but they will not go if the weather is not good. A good schedule can be a potty, sleep, play, potty, sleep, play, and so on. Puppies are very susceptible to all kinds of diseases and infections, as their immune system is still underdeveloped. To help your puppy stay as healthy as possible, always make sure they have clean water to drink. They should also be fed plenty of healthy food, so that they don't eat other unhygienic things outside. Get the puppy used to wear a collar. As a puppy owner, you have to ensure that your puppy is comfortable with its collar. While collars might seem a little awkward for your puppy to wear at first, they are necessary for training purposes to ensure that your dog does not run off while you are out and about. If you're a dog owner, you know how important it is to keep your pet comfortable, healthy, and safe. Part of keeping your pet safe is to make sure he or she doesn't run off. The best way to do that is to get them used to wear a collar. If you're a new dog owner, you're probably wondering how to start the training process. Luckily, you can take your dog to animal training classes with other dogs. Walk puppy outside. When you let your puppy out for the first time, she may need some help getting used to the world around her. Dogs are very good at reading body language, particularly that of other dogs and other canines, so it is not a bad idea to allow the puppy to sniff around and get comfortable. If you have a big yard, let the puppy out to run and play, but do not let him off the leash. It may take a while for the puppy to become adjusted, but soon you will see that she is taking her first steps as a more confident dog. Walk puppy outside is one of the most important lessons for a new pet owner. While it may not seem like a difficult task, a puppy may be very stubborn and disobedient. Some pet owners might be willing to take the risk in order to save some time, but this can lead to disastrous results. A puppy can be extremely dangerous to both the pet owner and to the puppy if not properly trained. A trained puppy is always a happy puppy. What to do when the puppy poops outside? Cleaning up after a puppy is a messy, smelly job, and more than a few of us are hesitant to take on the responsibility. Fortunately, there are a few tricks to make the process as painless as possible. Puppy poops are a natural part of raising a puppy. Some ask what to do when the puppy poops outside. We suggest you lay some newspaper or puppy pads in the area where you want the puppy to poop and praise him when he does. Also,